Om Shanti, and welcome to It's Time. Is God really holding a stick up there? Growing up in England, I was never really convinced as a child that God was an old bearded fellow living in the clouds, just waiting to catch me doing something wrong. And if I did, a strong, thunderous voice would emerge from the ether, shouting, "There, gotcha," followed by a wallop from his long wooden cane. Control by fear has never been the best form of motivation in any arena, and it seemed to me very unlikely that the Almighty would have to resort to such scare tactics. The Day of Judgment has been mentioned in just about every religion. It's not one of those things that we like to talk about. And for sure, no one has an exact handle on what actually will happen on that day. But suffice it to say that there will be a time when we will have to answer to our actions, and we will be rewarded or not depending on our deeds. Yes, we are certainly responsible for our actions, but do we really suffer at the hands of God? My opinion, and probably also my preference, is that although there will surely come a final day of judgment when we have to hand in our account books to God, we are also paying smaller fines now. Do we have to wait in fear and hope of the last day when we will find out whether we have won or lost the lottery? Or is there a subtle GPS system constantly at work, giving us feedback as we go along? Leaving the last day aside, there could be no greater punishment than losing one's happiness in this moment now. The pain of making mistakes and having to pay off our small debts along the way is our internal guidance system helping us to improve ourselves. Together with happiness, we lose our judgment, we lose our clarity. These are all small consequences for breaking the laws of harmony or peace or love or kindness, etc. Punishment is only a natural and automatic consequence of us breaking spiritual laws. As we lose our happiness through our wrongdoings, our conscience is stricken and we strive to get ourselves back to that place of inner peace again. And it's a good thing that we have this constant inner guidance day after day. It's designed to prevent us from straying too far away from the track. Yet it will only work if we pay heed to our own friend and conscience, our inner voice. For those who cannot tune in to their inner guidance system, it means they have gone too far down the road. Their conscience has been killed, and that is a very sad state of affairs. No conscience means they will have a really hard time improving their soul and balancing their spiritual bank account. So on our journey to that day, if we are feeling the consequence of our actions, it is only our soul yearning to return back to that original pure state when the slate was clean. For example, if we do not feel pain in the body, we would not know there is something we need to give our attention towards that needs cleaning or tidying or fixing within the soul. We cannot get away with doing what we want and not be accountable for our actions. No law states that. Not any physical or spiritual law. So for sure that day will come when justice will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is why God is also remembered as the Supreme Judge. Why does every soul on earth remember God at least once in their lifetime, even if it's during their final moment? Because the Supreme Judge, the Lord of Righteousness, appears as a mirror in front of us for us to measure ourselves against. And only the Righteous One can reveal to us our faults. It is then that we may have a deep sense of regret that we left it too late. The Holy Quran refers to quote, "The day when their tongues, their hands, and their feet will bear witness against them as to their actions." Quote, "It will be a day when everything is revealed to all, and the sorrow in the soul will be the real consequence or punishment." The only way to experience a good day of judgment is if I have been good all along, that I have ensured that our every moment is spent in a worthwhile way and righteous way now. I don't believe God is faulting us for our vices, since we receive the pain of that here and now. He is faulting us for not striving to our highest perfection, for falling short of what He knows we can achieve. I believe our greatest pain in the end will not just be because of the sorrow we have given to others, but because we did not live out our full potential in the soul. Every soul is created full of divine virtues and powers, and this will be the greatest regret: that I did not love when I could have, I did not respect, I did not give, I did not use my power in the right way, I did not live my truth when I easily could have. God is the ocean of love. He teaches us with love, and if we do not learn, then we bring on the consequences for ourselves. It's time. It's time to listen to our conscience and to learn from our mistakes. Don't leave it too late. God is the ocean of love. He teaches us the laws of life, and if we do not heed to them, then there are always consequences. Om Shanti.